The COVID lockdown happened right after Purim. Even right on Purim, people say when people were out having their Purim parties, the germ was spreading all over. It was only a few days after that everyone realized we all have to stay home, and of course, the law became for everyone to stay home. This was in the year 2020, which is 5780. Now, there is a remez that we can find in the Megillah to what has happened. When you read in the first chapter of Megillat Esther, it says Ahasuerosh made two parties, one big party for the world, because he was in charge of the world, Mehodu Vad Kush, and then a Shushan party after for 7 days. When you read the party of the 7 days, it says words like this. There was Chur, Karpas, Utchelet, Achuz Bechav Vebutz V'Argaman, saying all these words that we're familiar with. We know Techelet and Argaman. This makes us think of the Beit HaMikdash. And the truth, Ahasuerosh, like we know, he was wearing the clothing of the Kohen Gadol. He was actually making a Beit HaMikdash, so to speak, party, that there won't be one. You know, he conquered the Jews, so he thought. So even in his time, he was making it as a party with something to do with the Beit HaMikdash. But behind the scenes of the Megillah, you can read the Megillah in another way. And this is alluding to, look what it says. In Pasuk Hey of the beginning, it says, Asa HaMelech Lechol Ha'am. The king made the party with the Techelet and Argaman. And we know when it says king alone, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not HaMelech HaChashverosh. So it means Hashem is making a Beit HaMikdash party. That's what's going on behind the scenes here. Not in HaChashverosh's time. Meaning the Megillah can be read in a whole nother light. Forget the story of Purim for this context. See what's in the Pesukim as far as a whole nother dimension to what's going on. So we would like to see a Beit HaMikdash party, which means we're going to open it. I mean, that's what it means, a party of the Beit HaMikdash. In Shushan HaBirah, because we always say the Birah is like the Temple Mount, you see. Now, we would love to know when this party is. But it doesn't say. However, it does say in different ways. It says that the second party happened after the first party ended. So if we can figure out the first party, maybe we'll have an idea for the second party, which is the Beit HaMikdash party. For the Jews, basically. And the world, of course. So it says the first party, which was for all the world, all the masses of people, and the Goyim and everybody, was 180 days, Shemonim Umat Yom. Now the Zohar explains, the Holy Zohar explains, when the Messianic time is going to begin. Because if it's a Messianic party, so to speak, we have to try and find out when this 180-day party was, meaning what is it alluding to, maybe in our time. So in Parashat Noach, it talks about the flood of Noach. The flood was in year 5600, which is 1840 in our calendar. Year 1840 is when the flood will begin again, the Zohar says, which means all the secrets of the water, which is Torah, the secrets of the water, of the depths of the water, which means the secrets of the Torah, will come out again. And this will then be beginning of this Messianic era where all that information comes down. Now, we don't see any Mashiach in 1840, but that's because since the Jews were still not worthy and we still sin and we have baseless hatred and all that, Hashem should save us from it. It doesn't stop the or, the light or the knowledge from coming down. It will still come down, but it goes to the hands of the Satan, the Satan, or people who want to destroy the truth that God is one. And basically, it came down as science. Science began roughly in about 1840, things really took off. It did start before, but it took off again in 1840, and of course the Zohar brings that date. And this was the Industrial Revolution. The world just changed basically from then. So that's like the beginning of the Messianic Party, we could say, where that's happening. So now it's as though the Goyim and everybody is using technology and Hollywood and using this Messianic light to do everything that they want. They're having a ball. From 1840, they're having a ball, but we want to count 180 days. But 180 days is too short to say anything. So what we could do, since we're making the story a more global story, like in the time of the Miraglim, the spies, it says Yom Lashana, one day, one year for one day. They spied out the land 40 days, so they got 40 years as a punishment. So you can sometimes substitute, make a year out of what was a day. So let's play with that. 180 years, let's see. So what's 180 years after 1840? So if you just do 200 years, you have 1940 and 2040, but then minus 20 because it was 180. So it's 2020, which is when COVID came out, which is 5780. So what does that mean? It means this party of the Goyim, that they're doing everything that they want and using all the technology and the Messianic light, their Messianic party came to an end. The world closed. It shut down. Party number one is finished. And God is now, he prepared party number two. That's why he closed the world. And then it reopened. Now, even though Mashiach, technically, we don't see him right now, we can believe that ever since the world reopened, even if it was just a month or two after, you know, we're still 2 years later, we're still worrying about COVID. I don't mean that, but even just that time where we all had to be locked in and then it was okay to leave the house, that's kind of the crunch part of what COVID was. So it's like God closed the world and then he reopened it. And now it's reopened in a new light with the new party, which is the Messianic party, which is now what we're in. We witnessed party number one closing and party number two starting. And that will bring Mashiach. Eventually he'll come around. It doesn't have to be the next day. It just means whatever process is happening started, we assume, we hope, started right at that COVID time. We all had a feel that something was going on. You know, we were home on Pesach, like the Korban Pesach, where you had to be locked in your house, like in Mitzrayim. We all felt that. So we knew some Ge'ulah was coming. But this is the logic of it, and showing how the Megillah, from all these thousands of years ago, is already alluding to it in here. Even though Achashverosh made his own party, it still was alluding to the greater parties, which are going to be world history. Look how the Pesukim can play out like that. Now, you also have the idea of, like Rabbi Kessin says, of course, he's the one who explained the whole idea of science in 1840. You can look at some of his tapes to understand more about that. Because science unifies the physical universe. It shows how everything is connected and interlinked and connected. So that's really what the Messianic light does. Of course, it takes into consideration the spiritual worlds also, and then God being behind it all. Science leaves all that out conveniently because they want to show that they can do whatever they want. But still, science, in a sense, still unifies the physical universe. And that's what a Messianic light is. So it did start in 1840, is the point. Now, what happened is in Mitzrayim, they couldn't get out of Egypt because they were speaking Lashon Hara, like Moshe said, Achen Oda Davar, surely the matter is known, even though he said that when he was young, that they speak Lashon Hara. But it seems something happened to stop them from speaking Lashon Hara when Moshe was 80 years old in order to go get them out. And the Torah doesn't say what might have happened. And the truth, we don't know. And Rabbi Kessin always says in his classes, you know, we don't know what happened there, but something must have happened. But it's so interesting because in our time, we know what happened. God did get us to stop speaking Lashon Hara by the masks. COVID stopped us all from speaking because we were all locked up in our house with masks on. No one said anything, basically, for at least the 2 weeks. It didn't mean for 2 years. Even if it was just that two-week period or a few-week period where we were locked in, it's almost like Hashem needed us, the Geulah needed, not that God needed. God wanted us to stop speaking Lashon Hara so that in that zechut, he can start the messianic process and start party number two. You couldn't have party number two unless there's a zechut on our part, a merit, that we stop speaking Lashon Hara. So while in Egypt, we don't know what might have happened over there, here we do know what happened. COVID, it helped us not to speak Lashon Hara anymore. Not anymore, for a small period of time. And in that period of time, again, we will assume that God now gave a decree of let's bring the Ge'ulah. And even though we started speaking Lashon Hara after, at least we got that decree in. That's really what the whole thing was about. So that's why it's a mask, because it's to stop us from talking. And also rabbis have said that COVID-19 has to do with kavod, the kavod of Hashem and his 19th blessing of the Shmoneh Esrei or the Amidah, which is laminim v'lamalshinim. Again, speaking Lashon Hara. And corona is a crown, it's a word of a crown. And it's if you look in the Kabbalistic books where it has each sefirah, corresponds to a blessing, the top one, which is Keter, which is the corona, the crown, is the laminim v'lamalshinim. It corresponds to the kamatz. You have God's name, the Yud-Kei Vav-Kei in kamatz, which is Keter. So it's also showing corona or Keter or crown. So it's all about Lashon Hara, not speaking Lashon Hara. Of course, that's one major thing, what it was all about, so God can start party number two. Now, it's also interesting that it says Ahasuerus moved the capital to Shushan because he wanted to be, you know, he wasn't really the king. Vashti was the queen, really, from heritage, from Babel, the granddaughter of Nebuchadnezzar. And she was the queen, really, but he wanted to establish himself as the king. So he moved the capital to Shushan as though to say, I'm in charge. Now we see that Trump, right at this time, because his time was these 4 years, those 4 years, and when COVID happened, and he moved the capital again. Shushan Habira, the word Habira in the Gemara, we talk about it being Yerushalayim. So by Trump moving the embassy and recognizing Yerushalayim as the capital, it's like playing on the fact that we moved the capital. So it's just showing you how, again, right at the time of the party, at least the second party, there's another shift of the capital, you know, turning into be, it was always in Yerushalayim, but of course, now it's been shown that that's where it belongs. So again, the Megillah is right on what it says, talking about that and then talking about the parties. So you see how why these books of the Tanakh, they're written with Nivu'ah or Ruach HaKodesh because all history can be found in it. Also, we have now Putin and everything going on. If you take Putin backwards, it's Nataf. Nataf is the first spice of the Ketoret. The incense. Now we want to bring the Ketoret. It's really what destroys the Yetzirah and all Mavet. So maybe this whole thing, what's going on with Russia, is now showing that we're going to bring in the Ketoret and it's a time of mercy because Ketoret was about Rachamim and mercy because it was Tiferet, the Tiferet slot. And it could mean that, Bezrat Hashem. And also, Purim is, again, like we said, when the COVID started and we wore masks, just like masks of Purim we wear, you know, as a costume. So it was right on Purim. So the Megillah alluding to COVID, it actually happened on the time of the Megillah. Just another coincidence. Even though there's no coincidence, it's all mikre. Coincidence means rak mehashem. Those letters, rak mehashem. So we see Hashem is orchestrating everything. And we hope that Bezrat Hashem, this will now lead into Mashiach ben Yosef revealing himself, coming to us. And it will be Mashiach ben David following, and we'll have the Beit HaMikdash soon. B'mehera b'yameinu. Amen.